Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The state of the union.
The state of our union.
State of the union.
My fellow Americans, the state of our union is
going to be fine.
Very, very public.
A complete disaster.
A little more honest.
Business as usual.
Our next guest is U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano. The last few weeks have been very busy for her, aside from dealing with that foiled bomb plot on Christmas Day and addressing some of the daily security concerns for the country. She's also now focusing on Haiti and the relief efforts there. And of course, it's the morning after the President's State of the Union address as well, so lots to talk about. Secretary Napolitano, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Oh, thank you.
Let's talk about Haiti quickly. The United States has pledged $100 million in aid to that country. And I'm wondering, how are the relief efforts going? We just heard from Wyclef Jean that there's still a backup of supplies at the airport.
Right. Well, the issue is getting it from the airport into Port-au-Prince, and that's getting better every day. But that means getting trucks onto the island, the trucks to move the food and supplies from the airport into the city itself. We have been hopeful that the port would be open soon, which would allow large ships to come into the port and unload, which is the most immediate way of getting lots of aid right into the city. But the port was more damaged than people had originally thought, so there's still work being done there. Nonetheless, literally millions of MREs have been delivered. I heard him speak. There are tarps and shelters going in, medical supplies, personnel have been airlifted in some cases, overland routes, not just within Haiti established, but from the Dominican Republic. So lots of aid streaming into Haiti right now in the face of really such a severe catastrophe.
Well, we also heard earlier on this program that there's thousands of Haitians who are looking to get to Florida and leave Haiti during its time of disaster. And what do you think about immigration laws? Should we loosen them a bit to allow more Haitians to come in and stay here, at least temporarily?
No. I think what we've done is the right thing, which is to grant Haitians who were already here the ability to stay, to work, and to if they're working, to be able to send money back to Haiti. That in and of itself is a form of economic assistance to Haiti. But a mass migration of individuals right now would not be something that would be in anybody's best interest.
Why would that help the Haitians, at least temporarily, to leave while the capital is being rebuilt?
Well, first of all, the crossing is very, very dangerous, so let's be clear about that. But secondly, Haiti needs to rebuild, and the men and women of Haiti are in that process of rebuilding. This is their country, and the country of Haiti itself has not asked for that sort of program. What they've asked for is assistance, help them get back on their feet, and to rebuild their country, and to rebuild it even more strongly than they had before the earthquake itself.
You know, this is only the most recent thing on your plate. Obviously, your department is probably still dealing with the foiled bomb plot from Christmas Day. You received a lot of criticism over that incident, and President Obama earlier this month said that the security departments involved failed to connect the dots. He said it was a failure to connect and understand the intelligence we already had. How come 8 years after September 11th we're still making that same mistake?
Well, this wasn't a 9/11 style issue. This is very different. And let me be very clear. There were failures in the intelligence community to put some things together. Those are being repaired and have been repaired, from the moment this came to light. When you actually go in and look at what happened on Flight 253, it was a series of things, and every single domino had to fall the wrong way for Omar Farouk to get on this plane with explosives in his underwear. That is a failure that we do not want repeated. So the intel community has already taken this focus on our side of the ledger, which is screening, et cetera. Of course, we don't screen at international airports, but we have reached out to the international community already to say, look, he would have taken down citizens from 17 countries if that plane had gone down. So we have already embarked on a very ambitious program to increase aviation security around the world.
Well, if nothing else, the state of Janet Napolitano's union is extremely busy. She is the U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security. Thank you so much. Joined us from Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
So all of our State of the Union coverage is available on our website. If you want to hear interviews with General Davis Petraeus, Noam Chomsky, Wycliffe Jean, House Republican Whip Eric Cantor, former Democratic strategist Donna Brazil, Fred Barnes of Fox News, go to our podcast or get our interviews on demand at thetakeaway.org.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is the State of the Union Takeaway.
I thought I'd get some applause on that one.